You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles country rocker Kenny Young and his latest CD, Simple Things. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Back in 2009, Kenny Young released his EP, The Kenny Young Project, and now the Jersey rocker returns to Rockwired with the release of his latest CD, Simple Things. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with Kenny regarding his latest release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From the CD, Simple Things, here is Kenny Young with Where Do We Go From Here?
Where are we going?
From his latest release, Simple Things, that was Kenny Young with Where Do We Go From Here. Visit Kenny at his official website, TommyNaplesMusic.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Kenny regarding his latest release, and here's how the interview went. Well, with Simple Things out there for everybody to hear, how do you feel about the end result now that all the work that has gone into making it's behind you?
Great. I mean, a long project with great people, long time coming. I just can't wait to promote it now.
I see. And how do you think this one is different from previous releases?
The song selection. I think we covered a wide range of music, a lot of influences from the country and the rock scene. I don't know, it's pretty intense. I love the whole album in its entirety.
I see. And let's see, and who all did you work with in putting this one together?
Pretty much everyone was on the first four EP. I mean, there's a couple of different other higher guns that came in to do it. But pretty much everyone from the first four songs.
I see. And talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
At a young age, my whole family was into music of some sort, mainly my father. I used to sit around and listen to him jam all the time on the guitar, and I picked it up, and you know, he played the old-timey stuff, and I wanted to be the AC/DC man, yeah. pretty much, I think it's in your gene, because I have two sons that are phenomenal musicians, so I don't know, I think I was born with it.
I see, and at what point did songwriting and all that, you know, come into play? I mean, at what point did you take all of that and decide, I could do something with this?
I'm going to guess late teens, early 20s in that neighborhood. Because I was at a young, I've always played. And I always, you know, I was influenced by Skinner, AC/DC, all that great stuff. But you get, no disrespect to none of them, you get tired of playing Sweet Home Alabama so many times. You know? But I started just coming up with ideas and going with it. And people, I don't know, people always accepted it. So I just kept on writing.
I see. And listening to your talk, one wouldn't think you were based in New Jersey.
I hear that all the time.
So,
but I'm born and raised.
So talk about the kind of music scene you're surrounded in, and how do you stand out in it?
I don't know. The scene around here, believe it or not, it's a great place. I mean, again, born and raised, but it's not. You have to go into like Philly, really, to go to the music scene. But in this area, country's pretty strong around here, believe it or not. The southern rock thing has always been pretty strong, and that's what I've always been surrounded with, and that's what I enjoy.
Yeah,
I love all types of music.
Gotcha. But obviously, it sounds like the southern rock sort of resonates for you a little harder, more than AC/DC, I think. I mean, just going, coming from me as a listener, I don't know how far you want to take that or not, but, you know.
I'm heavily influenced in the southern rock scene, and this country, but, you know, every once in a while, like the rhythms of the AC/DC, that classic rock sound, I don't know, I've always liked that, but, yeah, I've always dipped towards the southern rock thing. I guess it's in your blood.
It is, it always is. But, you know, I also understand that, you know, I mean, music wasn't something you stayed with, really. I mean, you had kids, and you did what any responsible parent is supposed to do, support your kids, and, you know, and have a job. So how hard was it to separate yourself from music in the beginning?
Pretty tough. But then again, when you have children, that makes your mind up for you. It was always there, but I just could not go and do it, you know? I mean, they didn't ask to be brought into this world. I did that. But I have no regrets. I made the right decision. But, yeah, it was tough at first, but as time went by, and then, I don't know, it seems like it goes by very fast when you have children. And before you knew it, I was jamming with them. So I guess, in a sense, I never really left it.
I see. So is it fair to say that when the kids started picking up the guitars or whatever, you know, that was when you kind of started testing the waters again, or?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know, they came to a certain age to where it was just cool. It just brought back a lot of life to me. And then, as well as my wife, she's always stood behind me and told me that I should do it. But, yeah, I mean, you get an itch. If you're a musician, you're a musician to the day you die, I believe. And I don't know. They sort of kicked it in the pants for me.
I see.
Visit Kenny Young at TommyNaplesMusic.com. From his CD Simple Things, here is Kenny Young once again with Lay a Rose.
Showed me that what's right or what's wrong. Times have changed, I'm older now. I never thought I'd have to let you go. Ooh, you're the one that keeps me going. Ooh, you're the reason I try. Say goodbye. I lay a rose, I lay a rose for you. The time has come to say goodbye. When I'm alone, I wanna break down. Life goes on, you know it's hard to say. I know you're there with every step that I made. You're the one that keeps me gone. You're the reason I try. All those times we spent hard to say goodbye. I lay a rose, lay a rose for you.
Listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com is proud to present the January Artist of the Month, the Jesus Rehab, and their CD, The Highest Highs and the Lowest Lows. Never before has love and life sounded this electrified, or this quirky, as evidenced by the songs Memories Are Better Than Photographs, Running in Place, and the irresistible pop of If It Feels Good, It Is Good. Armed with frenetic arrangements and irony that could put Shel Silverstein to shame, this is a collection of songs worthy of repeated plays on the old iPod. Visit the band at www.thejesusrehab.com. The highest highs and the lowest lows from the Jesus Rehab. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Online radio that rocks. Cast your vote for Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. This month's nominees are Didn't Like,
A Little, But It's Never
Lousy Robot,
No.
Adam Rader, Brennan Dillon, Distorted Fate, Of God and Science, and $11 Life. Vote for your favorite artist right here at rockwire.com. Polls will close January 30th, 2011, and the winner will be announced on February 2nd. You can only vote once, so make your vote count right here at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today we're giving it up for Kenny Young and his latest release, Simple Things. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with Kenny regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And explain, if you can explain it, the songwriting process. How does that work for you?
Well, I don't know. It just comes and goes. Sometimes it's just a simple riff, and you just, you know, jump on top of it. Other times it's a story, things you see, things you hear. Most of the time it's pretty much everyday things. That's pretty much why I named the album that. A lot of inspiration comes from just looking, learning. I don't know. It just comes out and starts out with a little melody, and bang, there you go.
And with that being said, what songs off of Simple Things resonates for you the most and why?
God, Crazy is a fun term. A lot of good memories writing that song and performing it. You know, that brings a lot of light to things. Waiting is something special from my little honey, you know what I mean? Leia Rose was a song I wrote years ago, and it was about losing my grandmother and watching my father go through that. So them songs mean a lot to me, and of course, to me, Simple Things, because it sort of sums this whole album up as far as I'm concerned.
I see. And I remember when I spoke to you like over a year ago, I remember the cast of musicians was pretty large, but, you know, tell me what musicians you worked with, you know, that stand out the most, and what you thought each of them brought to the project that made it special.
Well, first of all, the engineer, Bob Kimmel, is also a drummer, percussionist, very talented man, very smart man, helped do a lot of arranging and sort of choreographed the type of musicians and helped me a lot with the direction we were going. So hats off to him. The vocals, Patti Balbo, female vocals on the album, great person, beautiful voice, taught me so much about singing. She was a very big part of how the vocals mainly background vocal, but struck for my voice also. Danny R., an unbelievable guitar player and a fun person. He's just a great person to be around. With some phenomenal licks. Andy Schley, an unbelievable guitar player. I've never seen anyone play guitar like this man. He's just very unbelievable. Mike Mariano, the bass player, he played the bass on the whole album, and another, again, unbelievable musician. Rob Kim on drums, Benji King on keyboards, very, very talented man. He also did some things with Rick Derringer, Patti Smyth and the Scandals. He still plays with them. I don't know. Pretty much all the guys stand out.
That guy, I know. That sounds like a whole recording session there. But
oh, yeah, it was great.
And talk about how live shows have been going.
Lately, a little slow. I've done some acoustic performances over the past few months. We're putting a band together now to promote the album. With the economy and how everything's been going, you know, you can understand it's been a little slow.
Yeah.
But the acoustic shows, they've been doing really good, and I've had a lot of fun doing it. It's a whole different animal when you step out of a band and just have you and a guitar, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Can't wait to promote this.
And what would you like someone to come away with after they've heard Simple Things?
Just a good feeling. To think about their lives. Don't take anything for granted. Have fun. Live life to the fullest every day. That's pretty much it.
Visit Kenny Young at TommyNaplesMusic.com. From his CD Simple Things, here is Kenny Young once more with Going Home. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Kenny Young and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com, online radio that rocks.
And our mattresses are gray with years, I'm passing out in our street clothes. Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be alone.